Come on, levels.
Testing 1, 2.
Oh, nice. You sound really good.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Stover. I am representing the Binghamton DIY Punk Archive today, and I'm here at Punk Fest 2022, May 28th, and I'm talking with...
Travis. Trav Mike.
Trav Mike, okay. Yeah. And we're here talking about punk rock. When did you first become involved? First, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am a skater at heart from Southern California. I was born and raised on the West Coast. I came to New York for family reasons and things like that. And I actually ended up doing a prison bit out here. And I did a lot of time in prison. And it was through prison that I started really... Music got me through. My guitar, I was able to get a guitar in there, and music was my therapy going through there, and just has always been a role in my life. But punk rock to me is been a part of my life with skateboarding, has been a part of my life with snowboarding, has been a part of my life with my family, and just has always, I'm a high energy individual.
Yeah.
And that high energy punk vibe, like when I get up in the morning, like punk is some of the first music I listen to almost every day, just because it charges me up and gets me going. And it's not only that, it's just the lyrical content of it that has kind of shaped who I am as a person. And just that righteous, motivated, next level type of ascension mindset that punk rock is in a lot of ways. And that's who I am, basically.
Yeah.
And I've been through some adverse times in my life, but that punk hardcore kind of mentality has got me through. I've been able to been resilient and rise above and really see what is right and what is worth fighting for. And punk rock has been basically a foundation of revolutionaries, you know?
Yeah.
Of people that are really like, that don't take no bullshit and just... will fight and believe and charge forward for what they believe in, and not only that, express it in their music and artistry and their talent. So I love it. I love them being here right now. I was just stumbled upon it, and I'm grateful you invited me in. I'm grateful for what you guys are doing here, the local scene and support. And thank you for
that's amazing.
Wanting to talk to me.
So how does it feel? So you're pretty new to Binghamton. How does it feel to be at the Binghamton Punk Fest today as part of your, I guess, getting to know the area and becoming more involved?
Well, I can tell you it felt electric when I stepped under that little carport under there, and those guys were really getting it in and vibing, and they were on time and off time, and everybody was, there was the mosh, but it was like still like, it was a loving mosh, and it made my hair stand up again, you know, maybe gave me them goosebumps all over, and I didn't even need to know the lyrics. It was just kind of, I just felt what was going on, and I love that you guys were no beer, no bullshit, and don't be a dick. Like, it's real simple. I loved it.
I have to say it's very not Southern California, because those three things seem to always be in our shows out there.
Yeah,
so.
And I mean, it's kind of part of the lifestyle, but it can really, especially with, I see there's a lot of youth out here.
Yes.
And so that's what we don't want to send that message.
Yeah, they want to do it different, and I'm
35
here for
years old, so... We definitely don't want to have these kids out here getting wasted and beating each other up. That's why I went to prison. That's why I lost a lot of myself and a lot of my time on this earth with the people I love the most, and a lot of great shows and a lot of artists that passed away while I was behind those walls. And it was tough. So I definitely, that's the message I'm trying to spread, and I love that you guys are spreading it, is that you don't have to get wasted to have a good time. It'll actually kind of ruin and convolute those epic moments that can rob us of our lives at times.
Yeah, because I was going to ask you about your favorite punk rock memory, and I know that's also something that can be challenged when you're involved with the scene in that way.
Yeah, well, I was like, my favorite punk rock memories were, I'd have to say, I liked what Sublime was doing when I was young with the ska, like you said, with that ska punk scene, but Pennywise, Offspring, AFI, like, I was kind of a little more mainstream. Rancid, those are the guys that I throw in my ears when I hit the skate park and charge me up. And I could keep going on and on and on and on with some hardcore guys, Minor Threat and all them, you know. But New York, I'm not from here, but New York is definitely like a pinnacle, paramount part of the scene. So I'm glad to be, I didn't know about Binghamton, so I'm glad you guys are helping me discover the history and punk rock scene here. And now it's, you turned me on, you lit a flame.
Excellent.
And I appreciate
it. It was wonderful to talk with you. Would it be okay if we put it in our archive? We may not. We may.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'd be honored.
Right on. And I'll get your contact info to follow up on it.
Cool.
All right.
Stoked.
Awesome. Great to meet
Thank
you.
Thank you.